The Jimmy Women's Golf Team wraps up day one of the GPAC Championships, and we get you set for a busy night in local sports. This is the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny. The University of Jamestown Women's Golf Team opened up the GPAC Championships on Monday in Spencer, Iowa at the Spencer Golf Course. Jamestown shooting a plus 148 through the first day of competition. That is currently sixth place out of the 12 teams in the GPAC. The Jimmies are two strokes behind both Northwestern and the College of St. Mary, who are tied for fourth, and three strokes behind Mount Marty, who is currently in third place. Briarcliff leads the field after day one, shooting a plus 122. They are 12 strokes ahead of Dakota Wesleyan, who is in second place. Day two of the GPAC Championships continues today, starting at 9 a.m. back in Spencer, Iowa. Coming up tonight in local sports from our i3G Sports Media team, starting on Thunder 98.3 at 4:30 p.m., it's high school baseball between the Blue Jays and Legacy, a battle for first place in the WDA tonight as 7-1 Jamestown takes on 7-1 Legacy. Game one begins at 4:30. Also at 4:30 on Q101, it's Jamestown High School softball on the air as the Blue Jays take on the top team inside the WDA so far this season in Minot. That is a doubleheader at Trapper Field with coverage on Q101. The Jamestown High School girls soccer team is back in action tonight. They'll take on Bismarck Century at 7:30. Location has changed for that game. The game will now be played at the University of Jamestown on their soccer field as opposed to the Rotary soccer field. Again, that's girls soccer tonight for the Blue Jays against Century. For more on your local sports anytime, head to NewsDakota.com.